In the year 587 BCE, our biblical ancestors experienced the destruction of their holy city by the Babylonians and watched the temple that had been the center of Jewish spiritual life for centuries reduced to rubble. Many people died. Others were removed from their homes into exile in Babylonia. During the few decades that followed, this still famous line of biblical poetry was born. By the rivers of Babylon, we lay down and wept as we remembered Zion. It has become a traditional part of this Jewish season, Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks leading up to it, to observe the emotional feelings of separation from our people's historic center, Jerusalem. We feel the pain of our ancestors as they experienced this trauma in 587 BCE, and then again with the destruction of the Second Temple by the Romans in the year 70. We reflect on the theme of spiritual separation in our own day. Even 2 millennia past the period of the Jerusalem temples and the temple priesthood, the land of Israel, our people's homeland, continues to capture our hearts and souls. It is the place where the stories and values and teachings and prayers of our people originated and have been lovingly passed from generation to generation ever since. I mentioned in my email message this morning that my younger daughter and a number of her recently graduated friends are there. They find it a place where they feel at home. As a modern country, it is young and exciting and high tech. As a historic homeland, it feels soul nurturing, filled with history and Hebrew. Life runs according to the cycles of Jewish time and seasons. Yet it is not a perfect place for a variety of reasons. Over the past few weeks, there has been a great deal of emotion expressed by the Reform and Conservative movements and other Jewish organizations about religious developments in Israel. These developments include the Prime Minister's government reneging on an agreement to build an egalitarian section at the Kotel, the Western Wall, where male and female Jews of all denominations could pray together. The moving forward of a proposed conversion bill that would concentrate all power over conversions in Israel into the hands of the ultra-Orthodox chief rabbinate. The release of a long list of blacklisted Reform, Conservative, and Modern Orthodox American rabbis, created seemingly randomly by the Israeli chief rabbinate to put a black mark on the credibility of many of our American Jewish clergy. On this weekend before Tisha B'Av, a few thoughts about the widening religious gap that modern American Jews may feel between us and our historic land, and where we might go from here, working toward closing and healing the perceived divide. One particularly difficult scene for us to watch is the nasty hostility often displayed by other Jews at the Kotel when the Women of the Wall group joins together to pray and read Torah. It is almost impossible for us to wrap our heads around a scenario where Jews would show such immense disrespect for other Jews, gathering for prayer and study for the sole reason that they are women. It is important to understand that this is not a case of Orthodox versus Reform. There are many Jews within Israel of all expressions, Reform, Conservative, Modern Orthodox, and secular, who are repulsed by this nasty behavior and who strive to live the core Jewish values of respect and love for others, of our people who practice Judaism differently. People across the Jewish spectrum, including the religiously traditional, have come out in support of respect and tolerance for diverse Jewish practices at our people's holiest site. We do have partners in our striving for religious pluralism, and we should avoid making assumptions about someone else's position based on their personal Jewish affiliation. We may wonder whether our dream of a more Jewishly diverse Jerusalem and Israel is unattainable. Is it a battle of demographics? High birth rates among the right wing that will settle the matter in their favor? Interestingly, in reading and listening to religiously liberal leaders in Israel, they feel that Reform Judaism is growing and expanding in Israel, that the Israeli public is more open to non-Orthodox expressions than ever before. The movement is about to ordain its 100th Israeli Reform rabbi. The number of Reform congregations has doubled in Israel in the last 15 years, including not just American expats, but native-born Israelis. I had an interesting exchange with the leader of Women at the Wall, Anat Hoffman, when she was here visiting TBS. I told her I would soon be meeting my daughter's Israeli boyfriend, Ben, for the first time. He was born and raised in Israel to native-born Israeli parents from Middle Eastern backgrounds. She warned me that he would not understand that I was a rabbi and would not really even understand what my role as a Reformed Jewish clergy person was about. But my experience with him turned out to be very different. I picked Rosa and Ben up at the airport the Friday before Passover, and I brought them here to services where he sat and watched me lead. He had no problem understanding my position, and his personal Jewish observance, as I saw over the next few days, was very similar to a Reform or conservative American Jew. Jewish practices such as keeping kosher and observing Shabbat were important to him, but in a relaxed way that allowed for flexibility. I found it fascinating that an Israeli with no family ties to the West would have a Jewish identity that seemed so close to what we associate with American Judaism. It gave me hope that an Israel with greater religious openness was very possible. Rabbi Noah Satat, the director of the Israel Religious Action Center, presents an interesting biblical parallel to the work that she does every day to ensure that pluralistic religious values are part of Israeli life. The Israel Religious Action Center worked for 7 years to win a court case giving non-Orthodox rabbis equal pay from the state as Orthodox rabbis get. Rabbi Miri Gold, an Israeli and a Reform rabbi on Kibbutz Gezer, was at the forefront of this legal battle, which finally ended in 2012. Rabbi Satat compared their 7 years of work for this win to the biblical figure of Jacob, who worked 7 extra years to be able to marry his beloved Rachel. The rabbis of the Midrash say that those 7 years passed like 7 days since his work was completely motivated by love. So does Rabbi Satat think of the labor of love that she and the Israeli Religious Action Center carry out each day to bring Israel's laws and practices more in line with the value of respect and openness to the variety of Jewish expression. Rabbi Gold reflected back a little differently on the experience. She said in 2014, "One of the lessons to be learned is we need tolerance to gain acceptance. That's what democracy is about. You need sevel, which means suffering, to get savlanut, patience." They are words from the same Hebrew root. She added, "The worldwide support for these issues is critical, Not just for reform or for those living in the land, it is something for Jewry worldwide. In the many articles that have come out over the past few weeks, Jewish leaders call for Jews outside the land to speak up, to write letters, and to donate carefully and consciously to Israeli causes that support our values. Rabbi Levi Wyman Kelman, a longtime Reform rabbi in Jerusalem, reminds us that the Kotel is an issue that is far more important to Americans than to Israelis. We American Jews cherish the Western Wall as a godly place of which Jews in the diaspora dreamed and prayed for centuries. In contrast, many Israelis, to be blunt, see it as a historically interesting pile of stones. While it is important for us to see full access of women at the wall, we have to be careful to also join with our non-Orthodox Israeli brethren as they focus less on the Kotel and more on general religious pluralism, including the rights of Reform and conservative rabbis to do marriages, conversions, and divorces. On this Tisha B'Av, we, like our ancestors before us, hope and pray for a rebuilding of Jerusalem. Most of us do not pray for a physical rebuilding of the temple and restoration of the sacrifices, but we do pray and work for a Jerusalem restoration of a different sort, a Jerusalem fully aligned with our deepest Jewish values, respect for all, a place for diverse religious practices, a city of peace, of love for all humankind. May we live to see a Zion so restored. Ken yihi ratzon, may this be God's will. Amen.